Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is Tuesday, the third day of February, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have Dr. John Breeding, Ph.D., on to discuss this headline story from CNN and the Washington Post, FDA links antidepressants to youth suicide risk. Now, when Prozac was approved in 1983, the trials showed a massive increase in suicide in those taking it. The numbers go up even higher when adolescents or children are given it. Hundreds of thousands of children, tens of millions of adults are on these Prozac-type drugs. It's a whole class known as psychotropics. They are hallucinogenic, by the way. They put you in a mesmerized state. That's how the drugs are described on their inserts. So that's coming up. They can't hide this forever. They're about to ban giving Prozac-type drugs, Zoloft, and all the different types of derivatives in England because of the massive suicides. And so that's coming up in about 30 minutes. The British government is calling for a department of pre-crime, arresting you secretly, putting you in a camp secretly, if they think you might commit a crime, and that's causing a lot of people to wake up in England. They've already passed similar laws in this country as well. I want to get into how your satellite cable systems, that is, if you have a satellite system with a phone line so you can, quote, buy pay-per-view, is actually tracking what you're watching and can even listen to you through audio sensors. The same thing goes for cable boxes. And there was an interesting little article here about the Super Bowl, how they monitored what people were watching and what they were doing over their TiVo sets. TiVo sets are that new system that came out in the last few years where you can pause, rewind, fast-forward events as they're happening. And just here they are admitting that they're tracking what you watch and what you do. Talk about 1984. We also have more news where they're announcing their new world order. The dollar has plunged even further today after they found ricin, a naturally occurring chemical weapon or something that can be used as a chemical weapon in three different government office buildings. I will simply point back to the fact that we know the U.S. government launched the anthrax attacks after 9/11 in 2001 to heighten the fear. We'll go back over the evidence that this is the government as well carrying out these attacks so they can firmly re-entrench their grip on the American people. But when we get back, I want to read just a few pages from this Paul Harvey commentary, because Paul Harvey saw The Passion and said that it had as great an effect on him as the birth of his children and getting married to his wife. And everyone I talked to who's seen this film, the film critics here in Austin that saw it when Mel Gibson came to town and showed it at the Alamo Draft House to Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson, who, by the way, is coming on tomorrow, just you name it, says that it is the most powerful film they have ever seen. By the way, Hutton Gibson's coming on tomorrow to talk about his speech he gave to American Free Press about secession from the Union, as well as the national draft, what's happening in Iraq, and a lot more. And Hutton Gibson is a very intelligent, interesting individual, so you don't want to miss that tomorrow on the show. But when we get back, I'm going to read part of this Paul Harvey commentary about The Passion. Then I'll get into all the news I mentioned and a lot more. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Tuesday, again, the third day of February 2004. Hard to believe we're already well into the second month of this new year. Coming up, Blunkett to enact pre-crime terror law. Home Secretary David Blunkett today unveiled far-reaching and controversial plans to tighten Britain's anti-terror laws. He wants terror suspects to go to jail in secret, lower the burden of proof, and bring in preemptive, that's his quote, charges before a crime is actually committed. So, guilty before proven innocent, secret arrest, you name it. And I've got more articles here where world leaders are calling for a new world order, where they're enacting pre-crime type laws here in this nation as well. We'll also get into the Ryerson attacks that the government's now reporting on Washington. Ryerson, a naturally occurring biotoxin that's an ideal chemical weapon that's caused the markets to slide worldwide and the dollar to plunge even further, and the usual suspects are the military-industrial complex that did launch the anthrax attacks in the months after September 11th. But before I get to all this news, and then our guest, John Breeding, Ph.D., to talk about how it's now being admitted that Prozac and other type psychotropics are causing children and adults alike to commit suicide at alarming rates, I want to read this article that came out a few weeks ago by Paul Harvey. Because I haven't seen The Passion of Christ. I'll see it when it comes out in theaters. But again, everybody I've talked to says that it changed their lives, that it's an amazing film. And it is as it was, as Pope John Paul said. And again, folks, I'm not here supporting Pope John Paul. He called for a new world order 3 weeks ago. The point I'm making is that Billy Graham, the Pope, everybody sees this and says it is as it was. Because it's simply historical, right out of the Bible. But it's gotten attacked massively all over the so-called mainstream media, but it's backfiring on them, because whether it's conservatives or liberals or Catholics or Protestants who see this film, they're saying it's the most powerful film they've ever seen. And this is what Paul Harvey had to say about it. I'm just going to read part of this because it's long. I'm going to read the first two pages. Paul Harvey comments on The Passion by Mel Gibson. The majority of the media are complaining about this movie. Now Paul Harvey tells the rest of the story, and David Limbaugh praises Gibson. Most people who wait and see a movie before giving the reviews that have been issued by the reporters trying to tell all of us what to believe. So folks are waiting to see it for themselves, and when they do, they agree with Gibson. Now, Paul Harvey's words, I really did not know what to expect. I was thrilled to have been invited to a private viewing of Mel Gibson's film, The Passion. But I had also read all the cautious articles and spin. I grew up in a Jewish town and owe much of my own faith journey to the influence. I have a long life, deeply held aversion to anything that might even indirectly encourage any form of anti-Semitism in thought, language, or actions. I arrived at the private viewing for The Passion, held in Washington, D.C., and greeted some familiar faces. The environment was typically Washingtonian, with people greeting you with a smile but seeming to look beyond you, having an agenda beyond the words. The film was very briefly introduced, without fanfare, and then the room darkened. From the gripping opening scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, to the very human and tender portrayal of the earthly misery of Jesus throughout the betrayal, the arrest, and the scourging, the way of the cross, the encounter with the thief, the surrender on the cross, until the final scene in the empty tomb, this was not simply a movie, it was an encounter unlike anything I have ever experienced, Paul Harvey wrote. In addition to being a masterpiece of filmmaking and an artistic triumph, The Passion evoked more deep reflection, sorrow, and emotional reaction within me than anything since my wedding, my orientation, and the birth of my children. Frankly, I will never be the same. When the film concluded, this invitation-only gathering of movers and shakers in Washington, D.C. were shaking indeed, but this time from sobbing. I am not sure there was a dry eye in the place. The crowd that I have been glad handling before the film was now eerily silent. No one could speak because words were woefully inadequate. We had experienced a kind of art that is a rarity in life, the kind that makes heaven touch earth. Did you hear that? It makes heaven touch earth. This is what uplifting art, what uplifting films, uplifting books could do if Hollywood wasn't so desperately wicked and under the control of the New World Order. And those are my words. Continuing. One scene in the film has now been forever etched in my mind. A brutalized, wounded Jesus was soon to fall again under the weight of the cross. His mother had made her way along the Via Della Rosa. As she ran to him, she flashed back to a memory of Jesus as a child falling in the dirt road outside of their home. Just as she reached to protect him from the fall, she was now reaching to touch his wounded adult face. Jesus looked at her with intensity, intense probing, and passionately loving eyes, and at all of us through the screen, and said, "Behold, I make all things new." These are the words that take from the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelations. Suddenly the purpose of the pain was so clear, and the wounds that earlier in the film had been so difficult to see in his face, his back, indeed all over his body, became intensely beautiful. They had been born voluntarily for love. At the end of the film, after we had all had a chance to recover, a question, an answer period ensued. The unanimous praise for the film from a rather diverse crowd was an astounding, and to the compliments were effusive. The questions include the one question that seems to follow this film, even though it has not yet even been released. Why is this film considered by some to be anti-Semitic? Frankly, having now experienced, you do not know until you view this film, the passion is, it is a question that is impossible to answer. A law professor whom I admire sat in front of me. He raised his hand and responded, quote, "After watching this film, I do not understand how anyone can insinuate that it even remotely presents that the Jews killed Jesus. It doesn't," he continued. "It made me realize that my sins killed Jesus. I agree. This is not a scintilla of anti-Semitism to be found anywhere in this powerful film. If there were, I would be among the first to decry it." And he goes on to say, "It tells the gospel story in a dramatically beautiful, sensitive, and profoundly engaging way. Those who are angling otherwise have either not seen the film or have another agenda behind their protestations. This is not a Christian film. It is a sense that it will appeal only to those who identify themselves as followers of Jesus Christ. It is a deeply human, beautiful story that will deeply touch all men and women. It is a profound work of art. Yes, its producer is a Catholic Christian and thankfully has remained faithful to the gospel text. If that is no longer acceptable behavior, then we are all in trouble. History demands that we remain faithful to the story, and Christians have a right to tell it. After all, we believe that it is the greatest story ever told, and that its message is for all men and women. The greatest right is the right to hear the truth." So, again, I'm not a news reader, folks, but that was Alex Jones babbling through the eloquent words of Paul Harvey. And I've talked to local film critics that went and saw it when Mel Gibson was here in Austin. They were stunned by it. And it's not in English, folks. It's in Hebrew and Aramaic and Roman. And I can't wait to see it. It's coming out in late February. In fact, I don't have the release date in front of me. I believe it's released the 23rd, the 24th. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's coming out in just a couple weeks. And believe me, I will be there right after I get off this show at 2 o'clock. I'm going to go see a 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock showing of it with my wife. And I will give you my report at that time. But from reading descriptions of it, all it does is expose the Pharisees who wanted to kill Jesus because he was standing up against their corruption. And look at the corruption of the church today. Look what's happened to the church today. How wicked it is, both Protestant and Catholic, how it's been infiltrated and controlled by the New World Order. And so we face, you know, the Pharisees today. Whether they're Jewish or German or Chinese, we face evil people that are pushing their own agenda, seeking to replace Christianity with their New World Order neo-paganism. And so understand, folks, we are in a culture war. We are in a battle for Western civilization and Christendom that is being destroyed. And those of you out there that are against Christianity, understand, it is being replaced by the Satanism, by the Luciferianism of Skull and Bones of the Bohemian Grove. Turn on the television. You can't miss the occultism being promoted across the board. By the way, coming up tomorrow, we have Hutton Gibson on the show in the second hour of the broadcast. And he is quite a historian, very well read. I mean, he's the national champion of Jeopardy. he's going to be talking about secession and how that's constitutional, how that's a good thing. And I agree, some of the states should break off just to send a message and educate people about this new world order. He'll also be coming on to talk about the national draft and the Iraq war and a lot more tomorrow. We've got Dr. John Breeding, Ph.D., coming on to talk about the Prozac causing the children to commit suicide. When we get back, we're going to do a bunch of other key news items, the plunging dollar, the Ryerson attacks, you name it. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
I have just one or two more comments about The Passion of Christ, produced, directed by Mel Gibson. And that is simply that this shows how sick our society's gotten, that you can have Janet Jackson dancing around naked at 8 o'clock at night in front of the children of America. You can have cuss words and all of this stuff on mainstream television. And then somebody like Mel Gibson makes an uplifting historical film out of his own pocket. And Everyone who sees it is deeply touched by it, and it's being demonized and attacked by the mainstream media. And as Paul Harvey said, if this film's bad and we can't tell this story, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. We have a lot of attempted censorship and blackballing going on in the media. You know, they won't even let MoveOn.org air their TV ad on CBS, which is tame stuff. So we have censorship across the political spectrum, but I'm telling you, it's backfiring because people are starting to value alternative information. They're starting to research history for themselves, and God bless Mel Gibson for his work. And I hope we all pray that this film is wildly successful, and I think it will be. And I know I'm going to be here promoting it. Okay, gosh, there is so much here. I mean, how could I ever cover it all? Ryerson Discovery closes three Senate office buildings, Associated Press. Three Senate office buildings were closed today after a suspicious white powder, apparently delivered through the mail system, was found in the Senate Majority Leader's office. Officials said preliminary test, but not all of them were positive for ryerson, a deadly poison. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, but there have been hundreds of cases where they find white powder, which they think is anthrax or ryerson, and in every case, before 2001, it was not positive. In 2001, they did find positive, and people did die for anthrax. So we don't even know if this is going to turn out to be ryerson. They're claiming it's ryerson, but they say some of the tests show that it's not ryerson. Now, going back to the anthrax attacks, Bush's White House press secretary admitted in a press conference that the White House cabinet was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th. Then they claimed it wasn't weaponized. Now they've had to admit it's the most weaponized, patented U.S. Fort Detrick, Maryland anthrax ever seen, ever known. The most microscopic, the most deadly, microscopically coated in bentonite, a process that takes $100+ million of machinery alone to do the patented process. The Russians couldn't even figure out how to do this. And suddenly this stuff gets mailed out to a bunch of Bush enemies. And he's on Cipro. And then we go back to the companies, the congressional funding in 99 for a CIA program to mail weaponized anthrax through the mail. Then you have White House cabinet officials involved with the big drug companies that sell the drugs that treat the anthrax, who then saw their stock skyrocket as well. And because of this, the dollar has dropped even more. It's dropped by 42% in the last year and a half. Now it's dropped even more. Dollar drops against euro after poison found in Frist office. Bloomberg Financial, the dollar weakened against the euro in London after police said the poison ryerson was found in Washington offices of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, raising concern about terrorism against the U.S. Now, you notice in the AP, they say some of the tests say it's not ryerson, some of the tests say it is. Bloomberg says it is. It will make the market more cautious towards the dollar, said Frank Gong, chief strategist at Hong Kong, a Bank of American Corp, who used to work at the Federal Reserve. The U.S. has been warning recently about possible terrorist attack. Powder found in Frist mailroom in Driskin's Senate office building tested positive for ryerson, U.S. Capitol Police said. First Republican from Tennessee, so the powder may have been inhaled by people who came in contact with it. And the dollar dropped to 124.68 in London from 124.42. 2-4 in yesterday, New York versus the yen. The dollar traded near a three-year low at $1.5.54 from $1.562. So that's another serious drop from 123 to 129 in the next month, said Bank of America. They're thinking they'll see an even bigger drop. And the average American has no idea what this means to have a weak dollar. It's not good. But again, the average person has no idea. Here's a clue. Remember making fun of Mexico because their peso was worthless, or Russian rubles? We're on the way to that. All right, we'll come back and get into what's happening with the children and the drugging and how it's making them commit suicide.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa.
They go.
Curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Just a program note, then we're going to our guest and your calls and a ton of vital news and information. Colonel Craig Roberts, Army intelligence, Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, expert on the New World Order, will be joining us to talk about some of the new revelations concerning a videotape that Congress was supposed to have, a surveillance tape of the BATF sting going on at Oklahoma City, where they supposedly videotaped the two explosions and multiple bombers in Oklahoma City. That's in the third hour. We've got Dr. John Breeding, Ph.D., for the next 30 minutes or so. And in the second hour, we'll open the phones up and take a ton of calls. In fact, we'll probably go to calls before this hour ends for those that are patiently holding. Also, about 2 weeks ago, we posted video clips from a PBS documentary, America Rebuilding, where the owner of the World Trade Center 7 says that they decided to demolish the Building 7 on 9/11. That's a big deal because they claimed all the buildings fell on their own. Last time I checked, over 3 million people at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com had watched those videos, had clicked on the story. Then last week, I posted a 30-minute analysis with more video clips from my local TV show. I posted that at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, but I haven't really properly promoted it And so only a few hundred thousand people have watched it. And that's obviously a lot of people, but I want to get this story out, the new information concerning Building 7. So after the show, visit the websites and watch that video clip and email it out to your friends and family and message boards and help give this story legs. Because think about this radio show. Millions of people going to the website, watching the clips, reading the story. That's huge. That means we're affecting change. We're hurting the globalists. So please help us get the word out on what we're doing. This is a story out of the Washington Post today. FDA links antidepressants to youth suicide risk. Now, in the early 80s, it came out in the Prozac trials that it just doesn't cause children, but also adults, a massive increase in suicide. People are in a mesmerized, delusional state. Women will dance naked on rooftops. They may get happy. They may get sad. They may commit suicide. Men do it. It puts you into a mesmerized state. Federal regulators said for the first time yesterday that clinical trials of popular antidepressants such as Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft show a greater risk of suicide among children taking the drugs compared with those taking dummy pills. That's not true. We have 20-year-old studies, 22-year-old now, since the 1981, it was approved in 83, showing this. Although only one of these drugs has been approved for the treatment of children with depression, doctors are prescribing them to hundreds of thousands of American children each year. Joining us is Dr. John Breeding, Ph.D., author of The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, about drugging children with Ritalin, and workshops Dr. Breeding offers. We have all that posted on Infowars.com. I've interviewed him several times in the last 6 years. Dr. Breeding, good to have you back on the show.
Good to be here, Mr. Jones. Thanks for having me on again. I was happy you called this morning, and good you're on top of that story with the FDA that's happening this week.
Well, you heard me go over the fact that they're lying. These aren't the first studies. Can you tell us about it, sir?
Yeah. Basically, you know, Prozac was the mother drug, and since then there's a whole handful of related ones that are so-called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, but it's Prozac, Paxil, Luvox, Effexor, there's three or four others, and as you said, they started coming on in the early 80s and then just expanded from there, and what's been revealed, we've been trying to reveal this for a long time, just like a lot of the things that you're trying to reveal, Alex, you know, and it's a real fight. But fortunately, in this case, recently we got some help from Great Britain. The equivalent of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration here, there is called the Committee for the Study of Medicines, and recently they basically put a ban on all the SSRIs for children. And why did they do this? Because they had a panel, thanks to some activist people over there, and started looking into these drugs, and then they discovered that over half of the people on the panel were doctors that were in the pay of the drug companies.
Well, that's the point I was going to make. The FDA owns, or is owned by Big Pharma. The European and British drug companies own their panels. That's been proven. How are we now seeing them being forced to admit the truth?
Well, what happened was there was enough pressure on the people in Britain that they disintegrated the panel and created a new panel of people who didn't have links to the drug companies, and out of that came a close look at the data, not only in the sense of the clinical data of incident after incident after incident of suicide or violent action on these drugs.
Every mass shooter, and I'm not exaggerating, I've never seen a woman drown five of her kids or somebody going to school and shoot people or Malvo or Muhammad. In every Larry Ashbrook, Buford Furrow, Eric Harris and Klybold, they're always on these drugs.
Almost every time they're on this class of drugs, you know, and what came out of the situation in Britain was they finally basically insisted that they'd be able to go back and look at all the so-called research data, which is mostly done by people in the pay of the pharmaceutical industry. But even that data, once they looked at it closely, they showed that the companies had deliberately suppressed the information that revealed that early on in these clinical trials, there was always a certain percentage, anywhere from 4 to 12% of the participants in these studies that would become suicidal or psychotic. And this was suppressed. And so they revealed that, and then they analyzed, and they finally decided that these drugs were dangerous and the so-called risk-benefit ratio was greater toward the risk. And so they basically, so they call it contraindicating, but they basically banned the drugs for children. That forced the FDA to at least take a closer look at it. It's, you know, the FDA is very much an arm of the big pharma, unfortunately, in this country. But the spotlight's on them. It's getting out in the press, like the article that you just mentioned. And we'll see what comes. We don't have a lot of hopes that the FDA will really confront this, but they're certainly getting more pressure on it than they ever have.
Well, in fact, in the Washington Post article, it goes on with a family, a bunch of families who met. It says, patients and impassioned families pleaded for more urgent action at a day-long meeting of an expert advisory panel yesterday. Dozens of parents, siblings, and doctors from all over the country gave lengthy and moving testimony describing family members and patients who had committed suicide or had turned violent after taking the drugs. We were told that Paxil and Prozac were wonder drugs, said Glenn McIntosh of Austin, whose daughter, Caitlin, 12, hanged herself with shoelaces weeks after being started on Paxil and then being switched to Zoloft. We were lied to. And
Glenn is on my board of Wildest Cult Resources, and he's a good friend of mine, and it's just a tragedy. You know, his daughter, what they figured out in retrospect was his daughter had a sleep disorder because of a sleep apnea condition, and it was not diagnosed. They put her on the psych drugs. It just exacerbated the problem, and she tragically hung herself in Cedar Park High School.
Well, doctor,
he's going to be on your show later, I know, but not today. But it's these kind of tragic stories. I've heard them from so many people.
Well, we also have the statistics, but 10 years ago, I had a girlfriend who was in a car wreck. She wasn't even hurt very bad, and she was a nice person. She goes to the hospital, goes back to the doctor. They recommend Prozac because her neck was hurt. Oh, this will make you feel better. Obviously, it had nothing to do with psychological problems, and she turned into a different person, basically manic, happy or really sad. It caused psychological problems. I had to break up with her, not before I read the insert on the Prozac prescription, and it was listed basically as a cross between a hallucinogen and a amphetamine. What exactly do these drugs really do?
Well, they're called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but that's about like a selective part is about like the idea of a smart bomb, you know, that you can send a bomb in an area and pick out the people you're going to kill and not kill the other people. You know, it's like the knowledge about the complexity of the electrochemical functions in the brain and the nervous system and all through the body is at this point is like caveman level of information, but it's presented to the public as if we really know this and this is precisely how it works. It's not true. The basic effects profile, you use the word, is amphetamine, you know, with the drugs. That's the basic effects profile. And the real dynamic that seems to send people into psychosis, we call it REM sleep behavioral disorder or whatever, but it basically it's the idea that the amphetamine effect, you know, it kicks in the so-called fight or flight hormones. You know, you get the cortisol and adrenaline, and it gives you a lift for a while. But then, at some point, your organ systems get depleted. For some people, it's very quickly. But it starts interfering with sleep. You get sleep disruption. You become sleep deprived, particularly the REM sleep or deep sleep. And then at some point, you start to confuse your dream images with your waking reality. And that's how you end up, like you mentioned, Andrea Yates in Houston drowning her daughters, or somebody going off and shooting and killing their husband or somebody, you know. And then afterwards they say, I don't know what happened. I can't believe I did it. I was in a fog.
And, doctor, you know, you've got a PhD in psychology from University of Texas, but I've also talked to other medical doctors, and this is the classic thing that speed freaks do.
Because it is a classic speed effect. It's an amphetamine effect. Yeah, exactly. You know, we talk about the fact that, for example, just on Ritalin for a second. You know, Ritalin, which is methylphenidate. If you take methylphenidate, you take methamphetamine, which is crystal speed, or you take cocaine. Cocaine's illegal. Methamphetamine is illegal, but Ritalin is a medicine that's given to millions of school-aged children.
Now, yes, over 6 million. That they also admit.
But the drug effect is identical. If you take the same dose in the same form, you can't tell the difference. And whether you call it Prozac and it's a medicine, or amphetamine and it's an illicit drug sold on the street, you run into the same kinds of problems.
And again, this is hidden in plain view, right out in the open, in front of everyone. Tens of millions of adults are on these drugs. Millions and millions and millions. I've seen the number of 6 million. Children are on these. Hundreds of thousands now on the Prozac-type drugs, 6 million on the Ritalin-type drugs, and that's year by year. I mean, this is amazing. It causes heart palpitations, brain shrinkage, stunting of growth, all the classic stuff that speed does. We have the speed dealers now selling Ritalin instead of speed. How are they getting... Look, I have the studies from the early 80s. On Prozac, where they admit it was causing increased suicides. I mean, I covered this 8 years ago. How did they ever get this approved when they knew what it was doing?
Well, the real story is that the FDA is co-opted, you know. But basically, to get a drug approved, all you have to do basically is create some kind of study that presumably shows that with some population, it's at least as effective as a placebo. Or maybe slightly more effective on some kind of outcome measure, you know, which in this case might be a self-report that I feel less depressed, you know, and that it doesn't seem to kill a lot of people, and that's about all it takes to get it approved by FDA. They don't even consider these other factors, and then what happens is you have the pharmaceutical industry, which is one of the most profitable industries in the world, as you know, and you start to see, you know, Prozac, for example. 45,000 or something like that adverse reaction reports to the FDA in the 1990s. You know, I mean, it's like unbelievable, more than any other drug in history. And that's maybe 1 to 10% of the actual incidents. You know, thousands of those are deaths, you know. But the drug company, and a lot of them go to trial, and so there's these trials, you know, people want to sue the companies. But the pharmaceutical industry has millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Well, also,
and they have lobbyists, more than one lobbyist for every single member in the U.S. Congress.
Also, they fund the states. They're some of the biggest lobbyists there. They also fund the election campaigns of judges.
You know, they've got
massive control.
Presidents. President Bush was on the board. The senior Bush was on the board of Eli Lilly. His family... You know, is all connected with that whole history.
By the way, they admit that most of the Bush family, and this is Parade Magazine, are on Prozac. Did you know that?
Well, I was on a panel once with Neil Bush, and there was a situation with his son, and he was actually on our side in that incident because he had been really pressured by the schools to drug his kid. I'm not surprised. I have to tell you, I don't really know the inside story on that, what you just said.
Well, it's incredible, Doctor, and, you know, here's the CNN headline, adverse, you know, effects on children, and it says, urge warnings of kids, antidepressant risk, FDA hears debate on behalf of side effects of the drugs on youth. So they're having to admit some of this, but...
They're having to admit some of it, but the basic trend, as you mentioned, is that in the last few years, particularly... They've just been putting more and more children on these drugs, and it's just a tragedy, and that's what we're trying to stop.
Well, Doctor, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
I go to the gym for about an hour a day, get on a stair stepper or an exercise bike for 30, 45 minutes, lift weights for maybe 20 minutes, and they got TVs all over the gym where I work out. And all I see is Prozac ads and other psychotropic ads. I open magazines up when I'm on the stair stepper, and every magazine I see is filled with drug ads. I mean, it's just...
I talked to a pharmacist for the Drug Enforcement Administration 2 or 3 years ago. Her name's Gretchen Feusner, and she's pretty helpful in terms of giving me data and stuff. And she was telling me that, and I wrote an article about this, she said that up until about 3 years ago, there was this so-called gentleman's agreement between the the drug industry, the drug companies, and the DEA, which was basically that they wouldn't do direct marketing to consumers, particularly for the drugs for children, and but that they would, you know, they do all their marketing to doctors and to blah blah blah, you know. But about in the last few years, what you've seen is that they've made this decision to basically just start marketing the hell directly to consumers, and they've created this force to where more and more people will go to their doctors and ask for these drugs because they're seen, you know, like you say, on TV and
well,
the newspapers.
What we
and the
have
magazines.
Then, doctor,
it's just incredible.
What we have is self-prescribing. They go, oh, I need that drug. It says, ask your doctor, is this drug right for you?
That was the goal of that marketing onslaught, and unfortunately it's been kind of effective. A lot of people are pretty passive and pretty much at the effect of things that they see, and that's what's happening.
Well,
and so,
doctor,
and with children specifically, just this huge increase in these drugs that have never even been tested on children, and I don't want them tested on children, but they haven't been.
I'll tell you what, we've got a break, sir. We'll be right back. This is what drug pushers do in the schoolyard. Our government does it with these creatures.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I've been going in 100 different directions because we only have Dr. Breeding for 30 minutes. And as he said, I'm going to have some of these families who are in the Washington Post on the show talking about the suicides of their children. And so you're in a car wreck, you've got a sleep disorder, anything. The answer is, here, we'll put you on these drugs.
My mother had terminal cancer last year, and she got a little depressed, understandably, And the oncologist gave her some samples of, I can't remember which one of these was, but it was one of the SSRIs. It might have been Zoloft or Effexor or something. And fortunately, I got wind of it and went up there, and she was already having the immediate reactions of so-called akathisia, which is the most dangerous symptom. That's when you get this inner agitation and restlessness. It's an effect of the drugs, and that's usually the precursor of the really dangerous kind of suicidal or homicidal kind of action.
Now, another...
And fortunately, I got her off the drugs and chastised the doctor, but it's like you say, they just hand them out for everything. It's unbelievable.
Well, a few final points. People I know that are on these, they stop, quote, working in a few months, and then people end up on three or four of these drugs. It takes more and more.
That's what happens. You start getting sleep messed up, and so then you start taking tranquilizers on top of it to balance it. I want to make just a couple of real quick points, if I could, Alex.
Sure, go ahead.
One is that the dangers of the drugs is paramount, okay? But below that, the bigger issue is basically the fraud. You know, what people need to understand is that these drugs are not being prescribed for real diseases. People are told that they have a chemical imbalance or a brain disease, but there's no real evidence of it. Basically, there's just a report that I'm not feeling good, or there's an opinion about your child that they're not behaving right, and then it's assumed, and there's all this pseudoscience that's given out there that you have this disease. But the truth is that there's no scientific evidence that really validates any problem routinely seen by psychiatrists as a real, quote, sort of biologically or genetically based mental illness. That's the underpinnings that really
need to be challenged
here.
Doctor, we're going to have you back on the show for a full hour.
That'd
Perhaps you can come on when the families come on the show. And
okay,
the
we'll try to arrange that.
You bet. And the website is wildestcult.com. And of course, that book is about targeting the smartest and brightest children. I have official government documents from the Department of Education where they want to target the intelligent children. We've proven that, and it's a great book. Folks should get it, wildestcults.com. And Dr. Breeding, the good news here is that people are starting to wake up, and I think Big Pharma, as more and more of their carnage gets exposed, you're going to see more resistance.
I like it. I appreciate your helping us with it, Alex.
You bet. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, great.
There goes Dr. John Breeding. Can't do it in 30 minutes, but we'll have him back on here very soon with some of the families. Before I end this hour, come back with your calls and a bunch of other news. So stay with us, folks, in the second hour, then Colonel Roberts, third hour, getting into Oklahoma City and how that ties into 9/11 and some of the new developments there. Before we do that, I've made 10 films. Matrix of Evil is the newest. Police State 3 is the one before that. They're both excellent. There's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, covering government-sponsored terror. There's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, that I wrote. I also published Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. And your purchase also supports this show and makes it possible. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get our pro-gun T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars, videos. It's all available there at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And the videos are all over 2 hours long. When you order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. So get three of the videos. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. And operators are there right now to take your order or to answer your questions. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Second hour straight ahead.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
agents, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.